our state. This is James Lozada with Enjoy Magazine, and I am here at the table with my two favorite cohorts, Miss Rhonda. How are you doing tonight?
Hello there. Good evening. Yeah, we're here with North State Now.
Yeah,
North State Now. And so excited to be here.
We are.
Also, we have
Emily Miranda.
Hi, Emily.
Hello.
She's our newest addition that took over while I was busy trying to pretend I was going to be a pilot and go through school, which is a lot more work than I anticipated. But yeah. You're here with us tonight at KCNR FM 96.5 and AM 1460, your talk radio. And as usual, we're kicking it off here on North State Now, and we are featuring some guests tonight right out of the pages of Enjoy Magazine, the February 2020 issue. Issue number 161, if you can believe that. It's called Love Letters. This one is obviously an homage to love. This
all issue. About love.
Yeah.
And so weddings.
So there's nearly 100 pages of great stories to talk about. It's not all about love, but so for those of you that may be poo-poo.
Everything is about love. Everything in
there's
this.
There's things in here yeah. for you to read. But we have some really great stuff. But we also have a section in here that's really dedicated to those that are looking to use the month to research potential marriages if you're going to get married. So we're super excited about that.
And last weekend was the bridal fair.
Bridal fair, yeah.
And
we were in attendance. And
we were there,
to
yeah.
hand out the magazine to all the visitors, and we had a beautiful selfie backdrop that we created that you could take a picture to make you look like you were on the cover of Enjoy Magazine, which was a lot of fun. And that's now moving down to our store. I got it down there tonight.
Oh,
so
fun.
Yeah, so we have an event coming up on Saturday, and we're obviously got our favorite Viva Downtown gentleman here, Joe Shipman, who will be talking shortly about what's going to be happening this Saturday. So if you haven't got your Saturday all booked up, this is a definitely must. It's continued to grow and grow, and you can still get tickets and participate. So super excited. But what kind of things do we have going on, Rhonda, this month that are featured in the calendar of events? And actually,
I didn't even look at the calendar.
No, I was going to say. Oh, that's right.
Don't ask me.
I forget you're not doing the calendar anymore. That's Kat that does it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry, I was going to throw you under the bus. But
please don't.
Anyway, we have a very extensive calendar each month. We also have a section that's now called Downtown Details, and that's a lot of fun. And every single month it changes between Blake Fisher and Joe Shipman. So this month Joe is talking about downtown things, and it's In the Know with Joe. And so that kicks off the calendar section, but this is just a little nod that we try to do for our community about what's going on in downtown Reading, because there are so many changes that are happening that it's almost hard to keep up. There's a lot of misinformation, and this is just a fun way to kind of check in and find out what's going on with all the changes, the construction, the businesses that are there right now propping up and giving downtown legs and fighting to support it in that challenging time while things are changing. I am a big proponent of change, and but it is painful for all of us being downtown shopkeepers. So we continue to encourage people to learn how to walk. Pretend that you used to live in a city and you know what it's like to have to park somewhere and actually walk downtown. So
use those muscles.
Yeah, use those muscles. Then if you flip the page over, we have the February 2020 calendar. And seriously, guys, this is actually just absolutely chock full with events. And it covers basically, it starts with A's and goes all the way through to Z's. So we're talking about Anderson, Bernie, Cottonwood, Chico, Paradise, Gridley, Lassen Volcanic, Park, Mount Shasta, Red Bluff, Reading. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And there is events from the first of the month all the way through to the last day of the month. So there's no excuse for you to ever say in Northern California anymore, there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid growing up here and say, there's nothing to do. And right. that just makes you kind of, I guess, somebody that sleeps under a rock, because
yeah, there's so much. There's,
never actually too much to do sometimes. Yeah. You can't make it all happen.
Yep. Can I just mention
Please.
Of the things on February 21st, which is Saturday evening at 7. No, that's tomorrow evening.
Yeah.
That's the night of, yeah, okay. That's okay. But there is a at the Schrader Planetarium, there's Stars of Pharaohs and Seven Wonders. And for those that don't know, they just got their equipment upgraded.
Yes.
And it's going to be cool. So if you have never been to the planetarium, this is a great time
to go. I've been to the planetarium 10, 20 times, and I love it.
Yeah, so it's not just about stars. It's about all kinds of, they can do the human body. I mean, it's amazing. So
it's a very cool experience.
Yes. So
it's very relaxing.
Yes, and that is, they have an event tomorrow night at 7. So
very cool.
Yes.
I also saw something in here. This is Explore Museum Week weekend
In
Butte County, mm-hmm. February 29th through March 1st.
Yep.
So that looks like a kind of a fun thing. There's also a lot of things going on. You would think that this was like the month for reading or whatever, but in Anderson, in Burney, in several places, they're actually having story times at libraries.
Yeah. Those are monthly, mostly.
Are they?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I don't have little kids anymore, so I don't.
Yeah,
but yeah, I was like, wow, they're really doing a lot of reading,
which is awesome.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yes. Also, Jefferson Starship will be at the Red Bluff State Theater, so that's a pretty big name, and that should be a great concert.
Jefferson
and that's
Starship.
On February 26th.
Is it the original? I mean, are they all still around?
Probably not.
Yeah.
It's probably but still good music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what else? Anything else you can think that we just need to point out real
People
quick
just need to pick up the magazine. Yeah.
Well,
pick up the magazine. Check out the back. We have the calendar section in the back starting on page 90. There's a lot going on.
There's actually a big event going on that's super important for you guys that we'll be talking about.
We'll be talking about a couple of nights
events.
That's
the back cover.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, as far as the magazine goes, you know, we always, when we say pick it up, we are encouraging people to get it while they can, because quite often our distribution the people that put it out all over Northern California quite often tell us that, you know, they have to go either a second time and or when they
second
go to,
and third.
Yeah, when they drop off magazines, or for the next month, the rack is completely empty. And we get calls all the time at the store asking, do you guys have the latest issue? And we try to keep as many back stock as we can there for our readers. But we definitely are running out. And good news is 2020 has been strong and we seem to be continuing to grow. Our distribution is actually reaching farther and farther out in Northern California, or areas that we write about but not been able to get magazines to, just because it's become difficult to have to keep things spread out and make sure that we have magazines where they need to be and that kind of stuff. So anyway, we encourage you to pick it up. The February issue is out and about. Where are we at for March?
We should get it next week.
That happens so fast.
I know.
Yeah.
We live in this world. I have to say that everybody in our office is amazing. Their minds work amazingly because we're in such a different time warp. We're in the future.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work very well for my head.
The May issue stories are due next week.
Yeah. So, for me, like, Mazadas, I think, have a part of the brain that's not quite functioning properly when it comes to the time, timeline.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to take our first break, and then when we come back, we'll introduce you to our first guest. That's one of our regulars that's we love and is a great asset to Reading. So sit back, relax, and we'll be right back. This is KCNR. This is your North State Talk Radio.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Reading all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Eight-time Grammy winner Buddy Guy is coming back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater March 5th. This legendary American blues guitarist and singer is also a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Don't miss Buddy Guy, one night only at the Cascade Theater, March 5th. Get tickets before they sell out at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Enjoy.
Welcome, welcome back. Once again, you're listening to KCNR, FM 96.5 and 1460 AM, and you are listening to North State Now with James Mazzotta.
And Rhonda Alvey.
And Emily Miranda.
Hi, Cam, over there.
Hey, James.
Oh, she's so adorable. I love it. Anyway, we are here with one of our good time boys, regular super freak from downtown, Mr. Joe Shipman.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Joe.
Quite the intro there.
Yeah.
You need to. You're a big personality.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, appreciate it.
And the face is for radio for sure.
Definitely, definitely.
tell us what's going
thanks
on.
Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, yeah. Happy to be here. We have a big event. One of our, one of our biggest now, right up there with the Beer and Wine Festival, is our Hops and Shops, 7th Annual Downtown Reading Hops and Shops. If you haven't been before, it's a fun event where we incorporate hops and beer and shopping. So we put a different brewery inside different retail stores in downtown Reading, and you buy a ticket in advance, and you get a commemorative tasting glass and a reusable shopping bag and a map, and you get on your merry way and head to all these different great shops we have downtown, and inside each shop is a local craft brewery, and you get unlimited samples with that tasting glass of the beer inside.
And some people take advantage of that.
They sure do. So we've got 20 shops this year. 20 matched up with 20 breweries.
Wow.
And so, yeah, different brewery inside a different shop. It is, yes. Yeah. So if you make it to all of them, you are probably headed in a cab or a safe ride home and going to bed. But it's a fun event. I mean, it's just a sample, so you know you don't have to overdo it or anything. And you get to go into shops maybe that you're not normally going to go into, which is really neat. And we have lots of cool places in downtown, lots of different cool shops, lots of new businesses, and you know we're talking about all the different developments and all the new things. So it's really cool to be able to walk around and really get a good view of it. And we're
imagine
excited.
What it's going to be in 5 years.
I know it's come back in 5 years.
It's going to be amazing.
We might have to limit the amount of.
I was going to say they're going to have EMTs and paramedics.
Yeah, they'll
for stomach pumping.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We don't want anyone to do that. But it is one of our, like I said, one of our largest events. So it's a good fundraiser for Viva Downtown to help us keep doing what we do. And you can get your tickets in advance on through Eventbrite or on our website, vivadowntownreading.org. They're $35 in advance or $40 at the registration.
And either
area.
Way, it's
so
worth it.
It's totally worth it. Yeah, you're going to get your money's worth if you're looking at it that way. And then just the experience alone, walking around.
The fun.
Exactly. I mean, you guys being shop owners know.
Yeah, the beer is one just one, you know, that's the fluff, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I notice is people really are enjoying themselves. I mean, they truly, truly are walking around and laughing and, you know, meeting up with friends, and then they break up and then they set plans to meet somewhere else.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's one of the events, like I always hear first of the year, we get a few emails or a few messages, you know, you got the date for Hops and Shops. When's Hops and Shops? There's a band of people that, you know, this is their event. They look forward to it. So it's really cool.
And as a retailer, you know, I have to say it's a great thing. We would participate. We were the first.
Yeah, every year you guys are on.
Participate because it's just so well worth it. And as a retailer, you know, we really appreciate what we find most is people buy stuff that day. Typically, you know, it's not the best day we ever have, but it's a great day. But what it does is that we then have people that come in later that say, I loved your shop and I saw it when, I mean, I came into it when we were doing Hops and Shops.
Right.
And so we knew we wanted to come back.
Right.
And
exactly.
Like you said, it's an exposure for our shops. It's a great way for people to just kind of get a feel and taste of, you know, who you are. And what I love about it now, even more so than anything, and it just came to light to me, is that people are walking.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe we're training them.
Yes, this is a good training for the for the downtown parking.
It should now be called Hops and Shops and Walks.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. That's a great point. And yeah, so you will be getting some steps in. So have your Fitbit on and count those steps for the day, because you're gonna go all over downtown. And we have two starting points. So if you see on the website where you buy your tickets, you can start at our new location at the IOF Hall at 1435 Butte Street, which is kind of on the south end of downtown. Or you can go up to the Arts Council, Old City Hall, and you can start your walk there. So it's pretty spread out. You can start on the north side or the south side and go as you may. And it's like we have been talking about, it's a lot of fun. It's just so cool to see all these different breweries that come, and they actually send the brewers that come. So it's, you know, we have some spots that are poured by volunteers, but most of them are the actual brewers themselves.
Yes.
So
and my experience is
that connection too
with the breweries has always been really awesome.
Yeah, usually you people that brew beer are pretty cool people. So
they are. And I love that you guys, you know, I mean, obviously we have a great beer culture, but I like that there are beers that are coming from, you know, that are regional
sure,
as well.
Sure, yeah. And we have obviously our in-town breweries, our Final Draft, Fall River, Cedar Crest. Yeah. Who am I forgetting? Woody's. Sorry, guys. Yeah. Woody's. Regional, Sierra Nevada, Los Cos, Hop Valley, some as far as Southern California, but all pretty much West Coast based. We work well with our distributors who get us some of those brands that are maybe out of the area and tell them about the event. So it's a really full community event, and we're hoping that everyone comes out. It's going to be beautiful, sunny, and 75. I mean,
And where do people get their packets?
Yep, get them online through our website, vivadowntownreading.org, through Eventbrite. That's the ticket seller, so you can go through Eventbrite if you have that. Search Hops and Shops, Facebook.
And then the maps are included? I mean, they get emailed? Is that?
No, you pick your map up when you go to the registration area.
Okay.
So you'll get your tasting glass, your walking map, and then your reusable shopping bag.
Yeah. And this year we have... Just so you know, if you come to the Enjoy Store, you'll get a pretzel necklace.
Ooh, a whole necklace of pretzels?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I don't know if it's a whole necklace, but it's fashionable.
You got to eat those pretzels to absorb up some of the beer, huh?
Well, eat them as you please.
As you go, that's right. Well, cool, that's fun. Yeah, and lots of the different shops do that, too, where they're bringing food. I know Woody's always like, where they'll be at Boardmart, and they bring in some catering food, and that's part of the event. You know, you're getting those tastes and samples as well as the beer. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Absolutely.
We'll see you next month.
Okay.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll be introducing you to our next guest tonight. Again, you're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, and you're listening to North State Now.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
The Active 2030 Club of Reading has done it again and made the 12th annual Sundial Film Festival free to attend. Action, drama, adventure, comedy. The Sundial Film Festival will feature films of all styles from local filmmakers. With an afternoon showing at 2 p.m. and an evening showing at 7 p.m., there's something for everyone. The 12th annual Sundial Film Festival will be taking place March 7th at the Cascade Theater. Free tickets to both showings are limited, so grab your ticket today at sundialfilmfestival.com. That's sundialfilmfestival.com.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Enjoy.
Enjoy. That's our tagline.
I love the music.
I love it. That's our intro. That's
Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson's. Mm-hmm. Enjoy. Welcome back to KCNR. Once again, you're listening to North State Now. Again, I'm James Mazzotta with Enjoy.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy.
And we had to give up the mic. So Emily's still here, but she's been muted. Go ahead, my dear, and let us know what we have next.
Okay.
This is a great, great thing.
So our next guests are Barbara Harrison and Daryl Alvey. They are here to talk about Riverfront Playhouse.
Yay.
Riverfront Playhouse fundraiser that's happening tomorrow night.
Right.
And
super important.
Super big deal, and we are so excited. And lay it on us, guys.
Thick.
Well, it's tomorrow night. Doors open at 6 o'clock at Wind River. And God bless Wind River. They are our main sponsor.
So
they
cool.
are taking care of us like big time. They're just super. Very, very thankful for that. We have silent auction. We have close to 70 items, so there's going to be lots of things to choose from, folks. So bring your wallet, okay?
And thanks to all the generous donors.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. We've had they coming in and out of the woodwork. They've just been fabulous. Fabulous.
The great thing that's happening.
Yeah, it is.
she got some great golf packages. I'm looking forward to bidding on those.
Nice.
Other baskets, great travel package. Great stuff.
And we've got 8 live auction items, too, which are going to be really
very
cool.
Very cool.
One of them is a handmade guitar from Ty Boss, who is making it. He's still working on it. And
oh, that's
fun.
That's
scary, but he's going to have it done.
Yeah, he'll have it done.
It'll be good.
Even if
it's not done, it's going to be a guitar, so it'd be worth the wait.
When
it's
he sent me a picture of it last week, was it? Yeah. And I looked at that because he had it up close. The color was just fabulous. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, my God, he built this.
I know, right?
You know, it's amazing. Yeah, I mean, it is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm always very,
very talented,
fascinated
very
by
talented.
People that have that kind of patience and talent.
And we've got a trip to Morro Bay for a weekend. Where that should be kind of fun to get out of Dodge for a while and
There's all kinds of great stuff.
So it's called the Night of Surprises, and this is a fundraiser that's very critical for the big massive transition that's happening for Riverfront. And, you know, we just sold the
We're homeless right now.
Yeah, but homeless with hope.
Yes, there you go.
We sold the last of the tickets the other day for the last event at the old location that's been around for 40 years.
My gosh, 40 years.
I am old. Because I remember the first
day.
The first day it opened. I remember that as a child. I remember that.
Well, improv. The last event was improv on the 15th.
Yes, sold out.
It sold out, and we had a nice going away party afterwards. Everything was looking cool. I went over the next morning, and the deconstruction crew was already working. The seats were out. Stuff tearing down. We're
walls
moving
coming
on.
Down. Yeah.
Yep.
And we could have sold more because I can tell you Reading is famous for buying tickets last minute.
They're a last minute town.
And I don't know how many people came into the store, and I don't know how many people made phone calls to get tickets. And I was like, yeah, no. You snooze, you lose.
Well, wait till we get this new place open. We got 152 seats in our new venue, just a couple blocks from your store.
Yeah.
We're pretty excited. 1950 California Street.
There we go. I was going to say, tell people from a general perspective where it is or what it used to be so they have a general reference, because this is cool that Riverfront's coming downtown, and it's a really incredible building. It's going to be awesome. It has some parking, and it's a real great layout. It used to be the old...
Real building, Reading Industrial Occupational Health.
So it's right off California.
It was vacant for a while, and we bought it about 4 years ago. So it's a corner of California and Gold, just a block and a half from Jack's. I mean, it's just we're right downtown.
Dinner and a play.
That's what I keep pushing. I was telling you guys. I mean, that's like you could
don't mention
really
Jack's.
Cool
I'm really hungry right now.
in fact, we have a package from Carlene. We got to dinner.
Yeah, we have dinner from Carlene's and tickets and Deja Vu. So you can go to Deja Vu for breakfast and then go see a Sunday matinee.
Hey, how fun is that?
Yeah.
And so, park and walk.
Yep.
I mean, it's all within walking distance.
Yep. So all of this effort.
Blocks everywhere.
All of this effort, all of this is everybody supporting us, all the work that Barbara's done. It's all so we can buy all those extra things we need at the theater, you know. So the money is going to be
a good thing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's not just going to be frivolously wasted. It's so much government bureaucracy. It actually has commitments that are going to uplift the community.
And unlike other theaters in the community, we're all volunteers. No one gets paid. So this charity means a great deal to us. It's community theater. It gives everyone an opportunity to come out, audition, be on stage, help with ticket sales, help with
tech,
costuming. It's really a community activity, not just presenting the place, but all the other things we do in the community.
And hopefully
we're really
I'm
proud of them.
Speaking out of turn because I didn't even ask, but I would imagine if you have any desire in your bones to volunteer – I mean, I would imagine
we always
you guys,
are looking for
not
volunteers.
Not for this, but just in general, if you want to support Riverfront and really, you know, put your heart into it, there's plenty of
there's
things
plenty
I'm sure
of,
that
there's
can
opportunities
be done.
And there's a form at riverfrontplayhouse.net. It's on the website.
Yeah, they go on the website and just click in.
Become a team member.
Right after you buy your tickets for this event tomorrow night, go to the volunteer window.
So, Barb, there's going to be surprise guests because it is a night of surprises.
It is a night of surprises. The only ones that we're revealing at this moment is Linda Bott will be singing, and she's singing 4 songs now, I understand. And Lou White's band is playing, so that's a good combo, and should be good dancing. I've got a big dance floor set up.
Your tickets include what? Obviously the evening, and then there's a meal.
Yes, it's for dinner. We have 3 choices: tri-tip chicken or cheese and vegetable lasagna. Mm-hmm. And the tickets are $45 each.
How long can you, I mean, up to the very last?
Yeah, you can buy
tickets
at the door.
Okay.
Yes.
So people know.
And then you can get a table of 8 for $400, which is a pretty good deal, too.
Yeah. Yes.
You get extra goodies at that table.
So if you have a business and you want to treat your...
Exactly. Clients or even your employees. Yep. Yeah.
I love it.
And besides the dinner and dancing, the surprises include some entertainment that you may or may not have already seen. In fact, some of it I know you haven't seen.
Yeah.
So there are actually some surprise entertainment things going on.
No fun.
And to find out what they are, you got to come down and join us. You know, it'd be great fun. We're really looking forward to
it.
It's
going to be fun.
Yeah. One of them that's come in town to help us out with this got in last night. He called me. So he's in town. It's going to be neat.
And I appreciate it from me personally for both of you and the hard work. I mean, both of you have been in this community for absolutely ever, and you all work very, very hard and tirelessly and selflessly to make all kinds of things happen, not just this, but also Rhonda. Most people don't realize how hard Rhonda works at Enjoy.
That
is
very
true.
It's
a way full-time job, and she's on boards up the wazoo and from Viva Downtown and participating with Leadership Reading and doing all that kind of stuff to also working with you guys on Riverfront. And it's just, you know, a labor of love, tireless.
It really is a labor of love, and it also has been, like, the last 3 years have been a roller coaster with lots of loop-de-loops, and but we are almost there. We are almost there with the theater.
Well, my request is that, you know, this is a long time coming. Riverfront's been around for a long time, and quite often in communities, things that have been around forever and are mainstays sometimes get ignored because they're not the new shiny.
Right.
And there's been a lot of requests and a lot of asking and giving for many, many years, and I think sometimes people get a little burned out. But the reality of it is this is a big, big project. This is a big company. This has been around for like 40 years, like you said, which most people can't say. And now we're here kind of at the finish line, and there's some things that just need to happen, and I just am asking people to come out and support.
Thank you. Let's get it done. Thanks for being here, you guys.
We're going to open May the 9th, and we need some help getting some stuff out
and, there. Like, you know, look at the calendar, what's going to be happening for the year.
You know, and another little shout-out, many thanks to Cornerstone Bank, because they really rallied around and came to our causes, and they've just been wonderful. Just a great
bank. You guys
need
to get a pipe because you guys are across the street that funnels money from the safe, the safe over to you
guys. I'll talk to Jeff about that.
Well, thank you guys.
Thanks for being here. Here's
to the tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
For success for your event. So.
Tickets are available at riverfrontplayhouse.net, or you can get them at Enjoy the Store.
I'm always telling them to go to Enjoy the Store because while you're in there, you can shop. That's right. what I tell them.
Chocolate, yeah. Spice up. Make the tickets.
No, just shop, period.
All right, guys, we're going to take a break and we'll get our next guest in here and sit back and relax. This is KCNR, North State Now.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Reading all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Enjoy.
Welcome, welcome back, North State. Once again, you're listening to North State Now at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And I'm again James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine. And we also have Aunt Emily Miranda here.
And Miss Emily's being cut off tonight because our groups are larger, so we're sharing a mic. But she's here and she's busy doing social media stuff.
She's doing social media stuff.
Which we love. Thank you so much. I'm super excited to be introducing our next guest because they are kind of a mainstay for the North State communities, and it's super cool. You know, what they do is something that's kind of been around since the beginning of time and then kind of got lost in this country and then is now making a resurgence in healthy eating and I guess what you'd say whole and raw and all that kind of stuff. So we have Lori and Mark Duvenvoorden, right?
Correct. Okay.
Duvenvoorden. Everybody butchers the last name. And they're from Duvenvoorden Farms and Milk House Cookies. Good evening, guys.
Hi. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, my pleasure. So we're super excited that they're here live with us because it's always fun. You know, our magazine, we're storytellers, but we also like to bring the stories more to life. So on page 33 of this month's February 2020 issue of Enjoy, we have a story on one smart cookie. And this is predominantly about, Lori, your side of the business, which is the cookie making.
Yep.
But it totally ties in with, obviously, your background and your family, which you guys are dairy farmers.
Absolutely.
For producing raw milk. So one of you kind of maybe, I don't know if you want to start. I'm assuming, you know, what had to come first, the chicken or the egg, but I'm going to say that was the milk.
Yes.
So, Mark, I'll ask you to talk to us a little bit about what you guys do, how you started, your family, this kind of thing, because it's a family affair.
Yeah, it's just a little brief history. Our family's been there on the farm for 57 years, so we started there in 1963. Wow. So.
And this is in Cottonwood.
In Cottonwood. Uh-huh. And we are a raw milk dairy, currently milking around 35 cows. And we started out with the raw milk doing herd shares. And then here in the last couple of years, we went retail. And
has that worked out better for you?
It's helped us expand, you know, and grow our business.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And so for people that don't know, I mean, it seems like you would know, everybody would know what it is, but just describe what raw milk is.
So raw milk is not pasteurized or homogenized. So it's what you get from the cow naturally, mm-hmm. and with the cream rising to the top. So
flies, hay in it all?
Absolutely not.
Well,
and I know this. People will think it's like, what?
Yeah. Exactly.
No, I was going to say we are a grade A dairy. We're inspected by the state. Our standards are held higher than.
Oh, probably, yeah. Yeah. You'd have to.
You know, we have
cleanliness.
Yes, mm-hmm. cleanliness is the most important thing. So we take pride in making sure that all our steps are taken care of and, you know, that what the end product is clean and good for you.
Yes. So technically, I mean, what that means is that it's been unadulterated and not mm-hmm. not heated, and the important parts of the milk that quite often, you know, a lot of people, there's milk's one of those things where it's always been like the egg, where it's like, it's good for you, it's killing you, it's whatever, you know.
Yes.
And, you know, the thing is we drink milk, or we've drank cow's milk for forever. I mean, mm-hmm. humans have, but then we went through the whole process where everything became, the cows were treated and the milk was treated and heated and, you know, it's just, all these things happened to it and it's not the same product anymore. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of people that I know that can't drink milk,
yes.
but they can drink raw milk.
Yes. Yes. Just an example, people that are lactose intolerant, basically they're, not able to process the lactase in the milk because mm-hmm. the enzyme that is present in raw milk is able to help you break that down and process it properly to where you don't have a problem with it. Uh-huh. And pasteurized milk is the problem because it kills off that enzyme in the pasteurization process. Sure. And so a lot of people that don't know that come try our raw milk, mm-hmm. and next thing you know, they are able to drink raw milk, no problem.
And it's delicious. We get it at the store, yeah, too.
Thank you. So I want to know, Lori.
So now that you have the milk, what goes with milk?
Yeah. It just started really with our very first event, our Raw Milk and Cookies Day that we started about 7 years ago. And, you know, we were just thinking, okay, we want to have an event. We want to have people come out and try the milk. And I said, well, I'll make cookies for that event, and then people can have free cookies and some milk. And so then I did that every year. And as it says in the magazine, you know, we grew from a really small event, like 150 people, and then it still kept in the hundreds the next couple of years. In the last 2 years, we've been, well, the last year was 1,500.
That's
so
amazing.
It just blew up. And I'm making tons of cookies. I mean, I ran out the year before, and this year I said I will not run out. So I made over 2,500 cookies for that event. And,
wow.
And I didn't run out. So that was fine. I was okay with that.
So you guys actually have a commercial kitchen, don't you?
We do. And that was just built, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
I just know this because I just know them, so mm-hmm. I don't mean to, like, share if it's not something. But there are actually other companies in Reading that you support by allowing them to use their commercial kitchen.
Yeah, so, exactly. Like, Tasty
Creamery.
The wonderful ice cream company. They make their ice cream in our facility, and then I make our cookies. Right now it's just the two of us that use that facility.
But, I mean, how cool that you guys share that space.
It's awesome. Yeah.
It's hard for people to be able to do business because of the kitchen situation.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. So and with our dairy license, that works well for Taste and See because they need that to process. So,
And because you're diabetic?
Yes, exactly.
So, which I'm type
1
too.
I'm type 1 diabetic, and I really have to work on that. I've been eating low carb, which they now it used to be just called low carb, and it's keto is what it is. And so I've been baking that way for a long time, and I
you mastered it.
I've gone through a lot of recipes that are horrible, and then I figured out the ones that I like to eat and that maybe my family will like to eat as well. So I've kind of been through it. So anyhow, I started my keto bakery. I focused on keto, but I also bake other treats for my family that aren't necessarily wanting sugar-free. So I do both because I know there's two types of people out there. So,
and I'm excited to say there have been people that have come into the store looking for the cookies. And typically what we do is when we have something in the magazine that's a local thing, we try to carry it. So I'm pleased to say that you were down today.
I'm really excited. Yeah.
I'm so excited.
A little smattering of all your
different types of
food, both from the keto side to just the traditional cookies and stuff. And then some things that are kind of within your wheelhouse from your name.
Exactly, the Dutch stroopwafels.
Yeah, the Dutch stuff.
So. And those are super tasty. So if anyone's looking for those, that's where to go.
Well, so, yeah, come down to Joy Store and check them out. And they're being
and
sold.
And you also have a website. So people
I definitely do.
Yeah, so people can
www.milkhousecookies.com.
So basic. So,
And where can they get your milk around here?
We're currently in four holiday stores in the area. Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, Kent's out on Airport Road.
Awesome. Very nice.
We're in Berryvale up in Mount Shasta.
Very cool.
And then,
so technically, if I buy a bottle and it's got the cream on top, if I were to take that off, I could shake it, put a little salt in it, shake it, and turn it to butter, right?
We do it all the time. We do it on our field trips. My daughter-in-law does that every day on our field trip.
Yes,
it's wonderful, and you can take it out and put it in your coffee.
Oh, yum.
So wonderful.
You guys are perfect. I love it.
It's great.
Lori and Mark Dubenvorgen, thank you so much for being here tonight, and we really appreciate what you're doing in our community, and we try to help and support in any way. And go online to figure out when is the next milk and cookie event.
It is actually Sunday, October 4th
year. October. Yep. So you got a little ways to go, but you can have time to put it on your calendar. So
follow us on Facebook, and you'll see all that.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much for
coming.
Thank
you for being here.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, this is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. North State Now. We'll be right back.
purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Enjoy.
All right, we are in the, what would we say, the final stretches
this
of the
is
show.
A final stretch, yes.
Save the best
it
for
goes
last.
By so fast.
I know, I know.
I hate it.
So you're listening to KCR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, North State Now with Enjoy Magazine, and we are back with our last guest, and thanks for listening and staying with us this evening. Why don't you, since you got the last name right this time, give us an introduction. I think I got it, but still, I'll let you mess it up.
So we now have Todd and Linnea LaBeouf with us.
Oh, you got it perfect.
From River Romance Cruises. And we have a story about the Love Boat in this issue. Our
page
February,
25.
On page 25. And but Todd, this isn't the only thing that your business does. Is that correct?
We take people down the river on scenic wildlife tours, family reunions, whatever they want to do.
Uh-huh. Awesome. So, the River Romance. Let's talk about that. Okay. So, tell me.
How long
okay.
have you guys been doing it?
19 years.
So this is something that I think, unfortunately, there still is, you know, a lot of people know about it, and I talk about it all the time in the store, and there are a lot of people that don't know about it.
I know, it's still incredible after 19 years, you'd think.
Well, that, we get that every day, people coming into the store. Like, I've driven by this for 10 years, and I have never been in it. Like, I guess that's a good thing, that people continue to discover and make it new and fresh. So it gives you, like, okay, you know, somebody that doesn't know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I love it.
So if somebody was to rent a, do the River Romance, they could get dinner. Is that with all of the cruises that you do? Dinner is included?
Well, we do brunch cruises, dinner cruises, scenic wildlife tours, whatever people want. We'll accommodate them.
Let's create a vision in people's head. So your boat kind of is reminds me a little bit. I mean, not really, but if you can imagine, kind of like a bigger gondola.
It is so kind of like a.
It's got a kind of bend to it in the front, so to speak. And there's a picture of it, and there's two people kissing in the boat.
It's kind of a private.
I was in the back.
You were in the back.
That's
you.
And it's private.
It is
so when
private
it says
up front.
Uh-huh. River Romance. Yeah, you have a canopy over the top, and it's just you and one other person in a very comfortable area where you can just watch the water. And like you said, if it's scenic, you can, you know, look at the geese and the birds and the trees, or do a brunch. And so behind the canopy where you are operating, there's must be some type of a kitchen.
We have a barbecue, we have an ice chest, we have all the food, and we prepare the food right on board as they're floating down the river. We're rowing the boat, and playing music and all that. And we have two boats. One will take one couple. The other boat will take a party of four or five.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't even know that side of it.
Yes. And we did one on Valentine's Day, and the guy proposed to his girlfriend. She said yes.
You see a lot of that?
That's our 76th.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Wow.
And nobody said no.
Oh.
Yes, thank God.
Nobody got thrown overboard?
Right, exactly.
That's awesome.
Any rings that slipped or got overboard?
No.
No.
That would be terrible.
So this is, I mean, you know, the thing I feel like, you know, Reading, where we are, it's all about outdoor. It's all about water. I mean, we have Whiskeytown Lake and Shasta Lake, and the river runs through the middle of our city.
Right.
And I know there's a lot of protection and things like that, which I think is important, but I really feel like our river is really underutilized for what it is. And so I'm so happy to see that, you know, there is something that's still using the water as a way to, you know, generate or be a business, because I just, you know.
I really love the story on how you started this. And you've been involved with boating for most of your life. You bought your first boat when you were
12 years old.
Yeah. So, and your wife and you met.
Yes.
So tell us the story about how you started.
Well, I'm a fishing guide. I've been a fishing guide for 25 years, and I was taking people down the river in my fishing boat just on scenic wildlife tours, mm-hmm. and a buddy of mine told me about the business called River Romance, and he was buying it from another gentleman that started it with a smaller boat, and he had back problems. He got in a bad accident, and he couldn't row anymore, and it said limber for 8 to 10 years, and my buddy told me he was going to buy it. I said, if you don't buy it, I'll buy it. My buddy bought it and didn't do anything with it. We started to do a little bit, and then he transferred to Idaho. He asked me if I wanted to buy the business. I said yes. So that's how it all started. Shortly after I bought the business, people started calling, well, how many people can you take? We want to go with our friends. We want to go with our family. I go, well, it's called River Romance. You know, it's not, well, we want to go with our friends. We want to go with our family. We want to do different things. I said, well, I'll double the price and take more people doing the same thing. Well, it's more work for us.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
But it's been great.
Mm-hmm. Tell them how we met.
Well,
how you guys met.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She
has one story. I have another.
Okay,
I was placing an ad on the phone through Packville Yellow Pages, and she was the operator that took the call, the salesperson.
Okay.
And she said, that's such a great idea. If I only had somebody to go with. And I said, and that just kind of just stuck in my mind. And we started talking more and more every day.
You started calling me
started
back.
Started calling her back.
Every day. At work. I work in the Bay Area.
My ad is wrong.
Yes.
He hadn't even seen me.
Right.
Yeah.
And we just hit it off on the phone. I mean, that doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't. That's
anymore.
So cool.
That's really cool. And I remember when you worked for was it Charter?
Charter Media.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you
moved
up here,
you look familiar too.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
I remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. What a great story.
So, how do people get tickets?
They call us on the phone. They can look at us. They send us emails and everything else. And then we call them back. Yeah,
yep.
We have a website, River Romance Cruises. And our phone number is 222-2728. And they call us. They tell us what they want for dinner, the date,
time. Do you have a menu that they can choose from, or do they
say? Oh, yes, we have a menu.
Okay. I was going to say, it's not just a free-for-all.
Right, right. It's either ribeye steak, teriyaki or lemon pepper chicken, mm-hmm. salmon, mm-hmm. And that comes with a baked potato, salad, vegetables, garlic bread, and chocolates for dessert.
Nice.
And we provide the bottled water. We have the ice bucket and the wine glasses, but we don't serve alcohol. They mm-hmm. bring what they want.
Okay.
Whatever they want to drink, they bring with them. Other than bottled water, we provide that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's easy enough for you guys, so
mm-hmm.
not have to manage. There's no corking fee?
No.
So, and how difficult is it to get? I mean, are you, like, booked? I mean, far in advance, or
the summertime we're really booked. Uh-huh. We are just swamped.
Uh-huh. That's cool.
And
I've
the weather's turning like it is now. People are calling right now too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. And how late does is this all done? I know you have an oar, but I mean, is there a motor too?
No motor. So it's one way down.
Okay.
No motor.
That's
just going down the river,
so
and when we're all
totally
done, we bring them back up to their car.
Oh, very cool.
Wow.
So, yeah. Oh, that's exciting. I was like, oh, yeah, there's no motor, so it is. See, I was right. It's a lot like a gondola.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're a gondolier. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. That's right.
Well, great love story. Obviously, this is to promote and for people to spend time together and get connected again and get connected with nature. So we really appreciate your time and coming in and sharing with us and let us doing a story with you. So.
Thank you. It's a great article.
Yes, thank you. So we just sold a gift certificate today. They say they saw it in Joy Magazine.
Oh, very cool.
So thank you very much. Yes.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
You.
So we are done for the evening, and we'll see you next month here on KCNR. North